It is that time of week where we are joined by our resident movie expert, Michael Jones. He joins me in studio now. Michael, good morning.
Well, movie expert's probably not quite accurate.
I'm going to use it.
Movie lover.
Movie lover.
A lot of movies I do love. I am going to talk about one that I didn't love so much. This one's Tomb Raider.
I've seen it on the back of buses floating around Sydney, this one.
Yeah, we've reached that time of the year. We're just in the post-Academy Awards. The afterglow's now worn off. And now this is when the studios start to dump their product that they know isn't quite up to scratch. So they get rid of it all before the summer season coming up in the United States. So anyway, Tomb Raider. This one's got Alicia Vikander in it, Dominic West, Walter Goggins, Daniel Wu, Kristen Scott Thomas, and Derek Jacobi. It's directed by a guy called Roar Uthorg.
I saw that on Google. His name is literally Roar.
Roar, yes. Well, he's Norwegian, so there might be a few Roars running around in Norway. I'm not sure. But a film you might have seen, The Wave, that's something he's done in the past. Look, this is a rebooted movie franchise of a rebooted computer video game. Are you excited?
So excited.
Gone are the short shorts, the pistols, and the slightly unrealistic physique to be replaced by a much more athletic-looking, if much less self-confident, Lara Croft in the form of Alicia Vikander. The backstory hasn't changed that much. She's still the daughter of Lord Richard Croft, played by Dominic West, a wealthy archaeologist who knew there was so much money in archaeology, who has been missing for 7 years or so. In the meantime, Lara has been living as a bicycle courier.
Making money?
Making money in the gig economy, I guess. But things do change, however, when Anna Miller, played by Kristen Scott Thomas, finally convinces Lara to come into the offices of Croft Corp, or whatever it's called, to sign some papers declaring that Dad's dead. And in theory, that's where the adventure begins.
It's a good place for it to kick off.
A puzzle is revealed and Lara is on the case. At this point, my eyes started to glaze over as Tomb Raider becomes just another film based on a video game. The purpose of each sequence is seemingly for Lara to build up enough experience points or strength to be able to move on to a much more difficult level of the game. There were a couple of sort of minorly exciting sequences, but maybe I've become a bit too desensitized by so much CGI these days. Lara never really looks in any real danger at any point. And because it's a film based on a video game, you think, well, even if she dies, she's just come back again with another life.
Respawn.
Look, you might as well be sitting in front of a monitor playing the video game yourself. Tomb Raider was always like the poor geek's homage to films like Raiders of the Lost Ark and Indiana Jones and the pre-Tom Cruise Mummy. And this film has many sequences that are reminiscent of both of those film franchises. The trouble is that unless you're nine, you have seen those other films and you know exactly how each scene is going to play out. Alicia Vikander is easily the best part of this film. She does bring a hint of vulnerability and humanity to the character and does make some progression as she becomes more self-confident as the film moves along. But the rest of the characters in this movie, they're just cardboard cutout villains or sidekicks. It's really, really flat. So I guess by now you probably deduced that I didn't really enjoy this film. That said, it's probably going to make a lot of money and the inevitable Tomb Raider 2 will be thrust upon us probably by Christmas 2019. But I say some tombs are better left unopened.
Oh, there we go. I love that. Ending on a high note. Michael, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure.